number 772, June 221. Christ is the keeper of his saints. He guards them by his power, subdues their numerous complaints in every gloomy hour. June 221.
Which I trust the Lord will enable me to make a few remarks, will be found in the prophecy by Jeremiah, chapter 32, the 14th and 15th verses. The prophecy by Jeremiah, chapter 32, the 14th and 15th verses. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, take these evidences, this evidence of the purchase, both which is sealed, and this evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel, that they may continue many days. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. so much of our lives today are controlled by evidences. There is very little time that what our minds are occupied with those things which appear to be evident to us. As we look upon the world today, it may appear evident that God has almost departed from us. It may be evident that the last days, which are prophesied in the Word of God, are now upon us. It is perhaps evident, as the Word of God has so clearly said, that if judgment must begin, it will first begin at the house of God. How true this is. But even in the small things of life, we have certain evidences in our families, in our business. Well, now there are two types of evidence. There is that which is true and that which is false. Even in the courts of our land, there are these two types of evidence. There are those who perhaps swear before God that they will speak the truth and give evidence. And they have no more intention of speaking the truth. False evidence. But there are also others who perhaps from their own observation, they feel that their evidence is true. And yet, by events, it proves to be false. Well now, with regard to the buying and the purchase of property, even in the times of Jeremiah, there were those evidences which were written and sealed as evidences of purchase, the same as there are today. But it's not my desire to speak upon the literal interpretation of evidences of purchase. The Word of God is a spiritual book, and whilst we know that the literal side of it will be fulfilled, and portions of it have already been fulfilled, how we would seek to be led by the Spirit into the spiritual side, that we might examine ourselves in the light of Holy Writ. There is evidence today that the so-called Church of God, and here, is there not evidence that when we speak of the Church of God, that we look to just our own beloved denomination? Is there not evidence that we forget that the Lord has his own scattered throughout all the earth, in every tribe, every tongue? But is there not then evidence that as we look upon the Church of God, that we can see things which ought not to be? We can see that judgment has already begun. And how our minds are taken up with these things and these evidences around us. But how quickly we can lose sight of one very important thing, and that is our own personal evidences. We can see the evidences in others. We can say, yes, we believe that that person's a child of God, We can say, well, we don't believe that that one is because they don't understand the language we speak. But how little thought do we give to the evidence of our own souls? It's a great mercy if you and I have so examined our experience in the light of the Word of God that the evidence that we have before us is a true evidence that we are the people of God. People today, their minds are taken up with all sorts of things, all sorts of forms and creed. But how we want to be led and taught by the Holy Spirit, that we might have some true evidence that we are of the people of God. It matters not what others may say. In that great and solemn day of judgment, we shall have to give evidence. We must all appear before the judgment seat of God to give evidence of the deeds that we have done in the body. But there's a hymn in our book, and I've spoken more or less from it to our own people. That 105th hymn. And it commences like this. When I by faith my Maker see, in weakness and distress, brought down to that sad state for me, which angels can't express. When that great God to whom I go for help, amazed I view, by a sinner's sorrow sunk as low as I, and lower too. For all our sins we his may call, as he sustained their weight, how huge the heavy load of all, when only mine's so great. In this alone I can confide. Here's righteousness less enough. What's all the boast of nature's pride? What unsubstantial stuff. Rounds of dead service. Or how this is so much that we see around us today. Rounds of dead service, forms and ways, which some so much esteem, compared with this stupendous grace, what trivial trash they see. What is the evidence that we are the people of God? Now that saith the Lord of hosts. This will be true evidence. If ever the Lord has come into your life and you have this evidence, the Lord God of hosts, this is true evidence. This is truth. Or well might Pilate say, what is truth? Whatever proceeds from the mouth of God, nothing more, nothing less. And so you see, whatever evidence we have, it must be based upon a thus saith the Lord. Have you an evidence, a true evidence, that you've a never-dying soul? Many people admit they have a never-dying soul, but have you the evidence within your heart, beyond all doubt? Has this evidence been conveyed to you by the Holy Spirit that you have a soul, a never-dying soul, a soul that must forever lie in hell were not salvation free? Is there one here tonight who perhaps has only recently been brought into this knowledge that you have a soul? Now then, Jeremiah says here, it was a remarkable thing. There was this man in prison, Jeremiah. And his uncle's son, he had a revelation from God that his uncle's son would come to him in prison and ask him to buy this field. And according to the word of God, he came. And we read in the 8th verse, "So when Hanamel, mine uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison, according to the word of the Lord, and said unto me, Buy my field, I pray thee, that is in Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine, buy it for thyself. Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord." Why? Because it had evidence. It had the word of the Lord given to him in the first place. And he expected the fulfillment of it. He'd been given faith. Well, now, it's that same faith which conveys to the sinner the knowledge that they have a soul. It is that same faith which gives them that deep concern with regard to their soul. There are various ways in which the Lord deals with his people. There are those who are brought into deep conviction of sin, and perhaps for months on end. Others are brought along gradually, but the evidence is this, according to the word of God, that they are all brought to know this, that they have a never-dying soul. And that there is this concern for their soul. Have you such an evidence? So easy to give, as it were, a verdict, or to give evidence against somebody else's soul. But how about your soul? How about my soul? Well, now then, the Lord has in his word, and he does in the experience of his people, give them various evidences and proof that he has purchased them with his precious blood. It's a wonderful thing to have some evidence of the way in which the Lord has dealt with us. Now, in the word of God, there are those various characters and those evidences of the way in which the Lord dealt with his people of old. There is the case of Abraham, whose faith was tried. How Abraham was told to take his son, that son which had been promised to him, and all the promises given to Abraham were, as it were, centered upon that son, and how he was told to take him and offer him up for a sacrifice. It's not easy, as it were, to take our evidences before the Lord and destroy them. But that was what Abraham was asked to do of the Lord. Oh, how much faith he needed to do that. But how the Lord appeared to him in that provision of that ram caught in the thicket. Now that was an evidence that God knew Abraham, knew his need. And then there was that case of Gideon, a man much tried, and how he besought the Lord that the Lord would grant unto him that petition with regard to the fleece being wet and dry. And how the Lord answered that petition. Here Jeremiah, in prison, purchasing a piece of ground. How foolish. Looking at the outward evidence, I say, how foolish for a man in prison to purchase a piece of ground. But this was the way of the Lord. And as you come to compare the evidence of your case with these mentioned in the word of God, you may say, well now, I cannot see any evidence. I've never known what it is to be brought into that same place as Abraham was. I've never known what it is to be brought in that place where Gideon was. I've never known what it was to be brought in that place where Jeremiah was. And indeed you never will. Because the Lord, in eternity, had a pathway for each of those dear saints of God. And he has indeed a pathway for all his people. And he never intends you to hold out the fleece to see whether it's going to be wet or dry. That's not his way with you. But there will be evidences, just as clear, just as plain, in your experience, if you're a child of God. And without these evidences, there is no proof. The very purpose of evidence is proof. It is by bringing the evidence and sorting out that which is true and that which is false, which will prove the case. And it does as well to examine ourselves and to bring the various evidences with regard to our souls, so that we have the proof in and of ourselves. Now, this should be our chief concern before we consider anything else. Before we ever think of examining the soul of another, or the pathway of another, or whatever somebody else may have said or done, let us first begin in our own heart. And I'm preaching to myself as much as I would desire to preach to you in this. Now, take these evidences. Both that which is sealed according to the law and custom, and that which is open. Take these evidences, put them in an earthen vessel. What a mercy if our poor earthen vessel has these evidences, those which are open, those which are sealed. There are those evidences of the purchase and the love of God towards his people which are open to their view. There are those which are sealed. And I feel this, that the open evidences are those evidences which we can look back upon. We can say, thus far my God has led me on and made his truth and mercy known. There's evidence, there's proof of that. With regard to the future, there are those evidences which are sealed, which the Lord hasn't revealed to us. But there must be those evidences which we have received, which are open up to this coming time. And then we can trust God for those which are sealed. So first of all, there will be those things in our lives where we shall come like Jeremiah, then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. How many today, they seek to hear what man will say. How they will follow the man. But what a mercy if you and I can follow your God. If you and I have some evidence that this God is in our life. That this God has so worked in our lives that he's given us a love to those things which we once hated. Is there a true evidence within your heart that you love the people of God? Can you really see? Now here you must answer before the court of the Lord. Can you truly sing from your very heart, is this your evidence? I love to meet amongst them now, and at his gracious feet to bow, though vilest of them all. Many times we've sung it, but how many times have we felt it? Where is the evidence that we feel what we sing? Where is the evidence that this is really our heart's desire? Where is the evidence that this is our longing? But what a mercy even if we're not brought into those remarkable places that the people of God were in Holy Writ, if we have some evidence that we love those people, if we love their God, and if their God who appeared for them has appeared for us. Unless this God has appeared for you, unless you have some evidence that this God has worked within your life, you're building upon something false. You have no knowledge of God. And when one is brought, as it were, with their soul in eternity, and how they come and pray unto the Lord for mercy, surely this is an evidence. Because that one who prayed for mercy went down to his house justified. That's the evidence according to the word of God. So if you and I have ever really out of a feeling sense of our need of mercy called upon the name of the Lord for mercy, there is the evidence that we shall go down to our house justified. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, take these evidences of the purchase, both which is sealed, and this evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel. Well, now it's only the Lord who can put these evidences within your earthen vessel. It's only the Lord who can reveal these things to you and give you these evidences. To be called a strict Baptist is no evidence that you're a child of God. To be a member or a deacon or a minister of the strict Baptist denomination is no evidence whatever that you're a child of God. So often we read in an obituary that this particular character was born of godly parents. That's no evidence at all. It's just a waste of print. To say that they were brought up under the sound of truth, it's a waste of print. It doesn't mean a thing. There must be this evidence, this personal experience of this evidence of purchase. And what a mercy it is if you and I have some evidence within our souls of this evidence of purchase. Purchased by that precious blood of Christ. I believe I can say I have an evidence. I can take it to the very spot, because you'll know where these evidences were signed. Where the Lord showed me for the first time I had an ever-dying soul. That evidence was sealed home upon my heart. Never forget it, never forget it. That time when the Lord sealed home to my heart and gave me evidence after many years that there was a way of mercy. Oh, that first hope, that evidence of hope. Then there was that time when there was that evidence of forgiveness. Friends, if you haven't got these evidences, do you crave for them? Do you long for them? Is it a concern? Or take them, put them in an earthen vessel. The Lord has put them within the hearts of his people. There are those which are sealed, but there are those which are open. What a mercy if the Lord has given us a little glimpse into the evidence of our purchase by the precious blood of Christ, where he has shown us that evidence of our unworthiness, of our inability to purchase, to redeem ourselves. We are slaves to sin and Satan, unable to redeem ourselves because we've got nothing to pay with. But then for the Lord to come and to bring, as it were, these evidences to a poor soul that's in prison, to bring light upon the pathway, to give him evidence that one day that there will be a blessed revival, although he's in prison, although he's bound, although he's shut up, although he's in a place where there's no liberty whatever. Yet the time is coming when, in time to come, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Seemed impossible. It may seem impossible to you. There may be evidence. It's false evidence. But there may be evidence that Satan is bringing that you never will gain salvation. That you never will have anything direct from the Lord, that the Lord will never have mercy upon you, because the evidence is too black against you. We don't hear much of this evidence today, do we? But what a mercy to hear of one who is too black to have that evidence. One who sins, but one said, although my sins deserving hell, I'll not despair. For who can tell? Who can tell? Take this evidence. If the Lord has even put that little evidence within your heart, who can tell? Keep it in that earthen vessel. Hold it, retain it, as long as ever you can. And so the Lord, he puts within this earthen vessel those evidences. Those evidences which at one time we had not. We had no desire for them. But there are those times when you're not satisfied with your evidences. When you want a fresh evidence that this God is with you. Have you known what it is to ask the Lord for fresh evidence? We may be so led by God to seek from him some clear evidence that he's our God. Similar to the servants of old. And the Lord will grant that request. And it's a great mercy if we have that type of evidence. Where we can go and say to the Lord, Lord, I know that years past I asked for a certain request. I remember in my own case, I asked the Lord to lead me to the green pastures. I didn't know what I was asking for, and yet I felt it was some sweet place to be in the green pastures. But I didn't realize that before I could get into the green pastures, I'd got to go through that path where no fowl knoweth, and the vulture's eye hath not seen. That path which was a path hidden from me, I hadn't had, as it were, the evidence that one had had to walk that way before they were able to enter into the green pastures of the Word. But have you known something of that? An answer to prayer with regard to your soul. There are people who can speak of answers to prayer, and they rest upon these answers to prayer as evidence that they are saved. I am convinced of this, that the Lord answers the prayers of the ungodly. He answered the prayers of the devils in the swine, didn't he, for one? And I know that the Lord does answer the prayers of the worldling as they are able to come before him. But what a mercy if you and I have some distinct, some clear evidence where the Lord has answered our prayers with regard to our souls. You've gone to the house of God. And as you've journeyed, perhaps your mind has suddenly gone from your thoughts, where they may have been on a different subject altogether. And the thought has come that you're going to the house of God. And your heart goes up to the Lord. Lord, lead thy servant into such a way. lead thy servant into my pathway. Give thy servant a word that will be a word in season. And the Lord has answered that petition. Now there is the evidence. It may be that there are those cases where you may say, Lord, enable thy servant to bring out a special word. Enable the deacon to give out a certain hymn. I'm not speaking of those things which are like a lottery. There are those people, they speak, and their religion is just like a lottery. They ask the Lord to do this, and he does it for them automatically. Not so with the people of God, but there is that which is put into the earthen vessel. There is that which is sealed. This evidence which is sealed, which is put in. There is this desire, this longing, and this seeking and this watching in prayer. And then it's opened. Oh, what a sweet time that is. When the Lord answers our poor petitions. How that, as it were, seals that very evidence home to our hearts. It's an evidence that the Lord has heard us and answered us. There are times when we pick up the word of God carelessly. There are other times when we are brought to the word of God in trouble. And we say, Lord, lead us to a portion. Something that will be of help. Something that will tell me I'm one of thine. Something that will tell me that even in this mysterious pathway, thou art with me. And the Lord, he leads into his word. And some word which has been sealed, which you've never seen before, the Lord opens it to your understanding. And there you can see in that very portion, that word which you never understood before, you can see now in that portion how that applies to your very case. And there's not another word in the whole of Scripture which is more applicable and more suitable, and not, I was going to say, and I say it reverently, not a better piece of evidence that you're a child of God than that word which the Lord himself has brought home before you. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, take them, take them. Oh, what a mercy it is when by faith we can take these evidences which the Lord has given us. We have such a clear evidence of the Lord's working within our heart. We pray to him that he will show us a token. And yea, he's given us the fleece not only wet, but he's given us the fleece dry, and we said we would never doubt again. But how wrong we've been. Or as we've told him, perhaps when he's come and he's blessed us, when he's assured us, we would never doubt, never doubt again. But how we seek fresh evidences. Put them in an earthen vessel that they may continue many days. And so there is a continuance. And if the Lord does give you an evidence, that evidence will continue many days. I take that to mean to the end of our days. All the while that earthen vessel is in being. There will be those evidences within it. They're not always visible. Those perhaps of you who own your own houses, you're not always looking up the deeds. You're not always looking up the evidence of purchase. But there are those times when it's essential that you should know where they are. There are those times when it's essential that you should have them by you. There are those times when it's essential to go through those evidences of purchase to prove that that's your property. Because your very wealth is dependent upon those evidences. Your very wealth of eternity is dependent upon these evidences of purchase. It's no good us hoping. And here I would be very tender, especially with those who are hoping in the promises of God. But I say it's no good hoping that we've got evidences. Our hope must be built upon evidences. And the hymn writer rightly says, my hope, he gives the evidence, is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. That's the evidence. Now, there's not time to go in detail of some of these evidences, but you'll know. If the Lord is your God, you'll know whether you have these evidences of purchase. You'll know whether the Lord has a delight in you. You'll know whether the Lord has appeared for you. You say, yes, well, I know, but all that I can look at are providential things. I'm convinced that the Lord has appeared for me, but I can't say clearly that the Lord has really saved my soul. So many of these cases in the Word of God are providences. But God uses the providence as proof that he has a love toward you. Now, where one is able to see these providences, there will be a response of the soul in gratitude and in love to that God who has provided those providences. But you won't be able to rest upon the evidence of providence. You'll want the evidence of grace. But what a mercy it is then if you and I can go back to a few evidences of grace. This pleading, this hoping, this trusting. Have you the evidence? And very few have been brought here. Have you the evidence that nothing, whatever you do, whatever you say, will ever save your soul? Have you this evidence that all your endeavors to fulfill the law of God are hopeless? All your endeavors to cease from sin are failures. Have you the evidence that if ever my poor soul is saved, 'tis Christ must be the way? Have you the evidence within your soul that none but Jesus can do helpless sinners good? To feel it, to know it within your heart. Have you the evidence that you've tried? That you've done everything possible to please God? And prove you're a complete failure in it. Have you the evidence that all your righteousnesses are as filthy rags? Have you the evidence that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am chief? Have you the evidence? That's an evidence of purchase. That's an evidence that blessed Jesus came for such as you. It's a mystery. Well, it was a mystery that Jeremiah should buy a field when he was in prison. It's a greater mystery to think that blessed Son of God should come for vile, wretched sinners. But let us leave the mystery, because that's sealed. That's sealed. But it'll be opened one day. It'll be opened. Oh, what a day that will be. Because if you and I have those evidences which are open to our view, and then the Lord will open to us those things which are sealed. Oh, we shall see in his blessed word. We shall see in the pathway. We shall see those things which are so mysterious. Those things which are sealed, which we cannot understand. We shall see the wisdom of God in it all. In it all. What a mercy. And then you see just a brief point on these evidences in the earthen vessel. There are those evidences which are open to the eyes of others and sealed to the earthen vessel. I believe that there are some of the Lord's dear people where there are those evidences that the work of grace is within the heart of others, and yet they can't see it themselves. They have no evidence. It's none at all. It seems all sealed to them. Yesterday we went among some people to preach, and the Lord helped us. We were in need of help, both bodily and spiritually. And something happened after that service, which I've never known before, and I don't suppose it'll ever happen again. But we went through into the vestry, and there were three young children. When I say three young children, they were young friends between the ages, I should think, of 16 and 12. And the old deacon. Well, unbeknown to the deacon, we'd had a little spiritual conversation with one of these young friends. We were convinced that there was some evidence of purchase. It was open to us. We could see it. It was in that earthen vessel. Now the old deacon, he didn't know. But when he came in, into this room, he said, "Let us sing praise God from whom all blessings flow." And there was these three young friends, the deacon and myself. And we sang, I believe from a feeling heart, I don't say all of us, but I know that there was at least two in that little company who could sing that. There was evidence that this God had done something for us. Oh, what a mercy. If you can praise God for these evidences of purchase. It's one thing to sing it, it's another thing to feel it, where that very cup is overflowing. Have you had this evidence of purchase? Gratitude. Songs of praises, I will ever sing to thee. Have you had that evidence within your heart that you cannot praise the Lord as you would, and yet there is that desire that you might be able to? What a mercy the Lord has given us, not only evidence of purchase of ourselves, but also that discernment. So that, and this is something which is lacking today, that discernment where we can discern the life of grace within others. And then to have that true discernment conveying to us those that have walked similar pathways, like those who walked on the way to Emmaus, so that we can truly say we know. As Jeremiah said, he knew that this was the word of the Lord because it was conveyed home to him, sealed upon his heart. But we know that we have born from death unto life because we love the brethren. It's sealed home, it's an evidence within our heart. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. We shall have to lose a lot if we are the people of God. We may be in a settled place, a house. We may lose, as it were, our settled place. I believe that means a dwelling. Some of us may even have to move out of this earthen vessel, these evidences the Lord may be about to take from us. Take the evidence out the earthen vessel, that they may be opened, that they might be clear, we know not. It may be that the Lord is about to remove us from our dwellings, that place where we thought. Wasn't it Job who thought he would die in his nest? How many of the Lord's people have been mistaken in this? They thought they would die in their nest, but they've been removed from their houses, their dwelling. And then you see their fields, their prosperity, the pastures of their flock, and so on and so forth. How they may be taken. And the vineyards, where the wine, the fruit of the vine, how the wine which rejoices the heart of man. It may be the Lord is about to remove from some their dwelling place. It may be their spiritual dwelling place. The pastures, it may be in for a time of barrenness. May be that all the sweet visits that you thought you were going to enjoy from the Lord may be removed, we know not. But though in a barren land, thou art not far from home. Or how many of the Lord's dear people have had to walk this pathway? No settled rest where they could meet with the Lord's people. No place where they could, as it were, feast in the meadows where they have sweet liberty, where they can lay down, as it were, in the green pastures. Not able to drink the wine of astonishment. But the Lord has this promise. As there are these evidences of purchase, so there is this promise. Houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. That does not refer to this land, this vale of tears, but it refers to this. There is a land of pure delight where saints immortal reign, infinite day excludes the night, and pleasures banish pain. There will be houses. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. An evidence of purchase. There are fields. There are vineyards. The provisions which the Lord has made for his people. Both temporal, spiritual and eternal. Now, if there are evidences that the Lord has given us here below, well, then there is evidence of those eternal joys. And just another word with regard to these evidences, with regard to the vines and the fruit of the vine. Houses, fields and vineyards. The people of God have just a taste, just a slight look at these evidences whilst here below. But then shall we see and hear and know all we desire or wish below, and every tongue find sweet employ in that eternal world of joy. May we be given grace to lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and look and examine those evidences within our own heart. It will bring us more satisfaction It will establish us in the truth if we can find those evidences. And if there is no evidence, well then may we be given grace to pray to the Lord that he might place some open evidence or open some sealed evidence within our earthen vessel. But may you, ere you close your eyes in sleep this night, being able to thank the Lord for some small evidence that you're a child of God. Because it will take an eternity to praise him for this. Do we value these evidences? Oh, what a mercy. I say we've any evidence at all that we're a child of God. Or may we then be less concerned about others, less concerned about the world and everything around us, because all these things will come to an end. But to have that evidence before God that will see us through this life, through all the trials, and then land our soul with God. Amen.
Lord will, Sister Seth Mercer will preach here on Monday and next week. Let us close with hymn number 736, hymn 304. Don't need some token, Lord, for good. Some token of thy special love. Show me that I am born of God, and that my treasure is above.
sweet hope that thou art mine, my life and death attend. Thy presence through our journey shine and crown our journey's end. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the sweet communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us, both now and evermore. Amen.